Phoneboy Speaks, episode 755, Go Go Google Spoof. Go Go Wi-Fi has been in the news lately because, well, they're spoofing certificates for Google.com. And they claim to be doing this because they need to be able to see whether people are going to YouTube and block it. Because, as they say, using YouTube on the airplane is not so great. Now, why do they need to do that? Well, it's because that Google uses SSL for pretty much everything these days. And unfortunately, they use the same SSL certificate for, well, a lot of their sites. And if you're trying to see where somebody's going and you see this, you know, and it's encrypted, well, you can if you look at the certificate, you may not be, you know, you're not exactly sure where they're going. Now, there are other things you can look at. For example, the server name identifier that gets communicated in the clear, and you might be able, you know, that you might be able to say, okay, well, it's, you know, you're really connecting to YouTube and block it. And so there's ways to do that. There's also you can also tell by the traffic patterns, almost the kinds of, you know, the amount of data that's coming across, whether or not something might be a YouTube video. There's lots of ways to do this without spoofing the certificate, which is the other way to do it, is if you can man in the middle of the SSL and pretend to be Google and put up a fake certificate signed by a different certificate authority, then yeah, you can pretend to be Google and therefore you can see all that, you can decrypt and see all the data, but that assumes the end user accepts the connection. Now, this technology is actually used and it can be used in enterprises, but you may not realize it's actually happening because what happens is this man in the middle thing creates certificates, perhaps, you know, maybe on the fly, maybe not. But rather than have the certificates be signed by whatever certificate authority the remote site uses, it's signed by like an enterprise certificate authority, and your enterprise computer is set up to go ahead to trust that certificate authority. So any certificate generated by that certificate authority is considered valid, and your computer will be none the wiser. The only way you might realize that something is different is if it's a site like eBay that has an extended validation certificate. Those spoof certificates won't be extended validation because that's something that's built into the certificate, and it's not something that you're going to get you're not going to be able to spoof that very easily. So long story short, I mean, the folks at GoGo don't need to really be spoofing. There's other technological solutions that they could do. And spoofing certificates for, you know, on public Wi-Fi is like really bad security practice, because that happens, right? If you see an unknown certificate, or, you know, a site that you normally go to all of a sudden pop up a certificate warning, that's bad and you should walk away. So, you know, shame on GoGo for not employing all of the best technology, or just there's other ways to solve this problem. They don't need to be spoofing certificates, and I understand what they're trying to do, but there's other ways to achieve that same result. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.